right, welcome to another song title challenge where the question is, climbers, how would you write this one? And we encourage you to participate in the climb community. If you see a post somewhere, you got a different way to spin this, make it happen. Put it in a comment below. This is where climbers like you, listeners of this podcast, send in their song titles to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com. Put song title challenge in the subject line. It gets into the right folder. And then I spring a title live to Brent on the air. And we try to mimic what happens in the first 15 minutes of a pro write, in the sense that we've got this title and we're going to try to find four or five different conceptual approaches to writing the lyrics. Rather than just starting to write lyrics, let's draw a map first. Which way are we going to go? And can we twist this title? Can we do something to make it more interesting? And this is a killer creative exercise. It's not a co-write in any way, shape, or form. So you can use all of it. You can use none of it if you send it in. We just require that you give us a invitation to the number one party. But it's also a crazy good way to revitalize and breathe new life into some old titles. If you have them, they were like really exciting enough for you to write them down in your hookbook at one point. And then maybe you go back a couple of years on your hookbook and it just seems a little like wilted lettuce. I think that's just a natural thing. Mm-hmm. But if you just pick one and then go through this song title challenge exercise, all of a sudden you might come up with some good angles that will turn that title into an actual song and get it into your catalog, right, Brent? You got anything you want to add to that?
Man, that's just true. I mean, it's been working for me. I've been enjoying the fire out of doing my personal song title challenge. And I hope that this is something that encourages you to dig into your old titles, your new titles, your in-between titles, the ones you're fired up about, the ones you're not fired up about. It could be a game changer for you if you have trouble coming up with song titles, because it's so low pressure. And that's the fun part. It just lets you play and then magic can happen. So, yeah.
All right. So here we go. Today's song title challenge comes from Sonia Gilmore.
Sonia.
And now I'm going to be honest with you on this one here. Now, this is one of these titles that just hits me a little flat.
Okay.
But sometimes I've thought that, and then you and I go and we do this, and it becomes more exciting because we cook up some stuff together.
That's the point.
This title is Fly on the Wall.
Fly on the Wall. That's funny. Because for one thing, as we've been recording, I have these two big like Godzilla flies in my office. It's down from like three the other day. And so I've just been watching them climb all over the glass. And I'm like, well, they should be dead. But we had some warm days and now we have flies again. I don't know how they got in my office. Anyway, so
and they're massive, right? Yeah.
They're big, like meaty, like Bear Grylls would pull the wings off and eat it if you were lost in the. Anyway, so we've been watching that too with the kids. All right. So Sonia, thanks for sending this in. Fly on the Wall. So yeah, what can we do with this? It's a well-known phrase, right? So it's like, okay, how many titles are there with Fly on the Wall? Actually, I'm going to look it up real quick on my streaming service of choice. Let's see. Fly on the Wall.
Expert.
Okay. It's coming up as a suggestion. It's one of those that might not be done a ton just because like, what are you going to do with it? Oh, AC/DC has one. Violent. Miley Cyrus has one. So, you know, this has been done before. Of course, you can write songs with the same title. That's not an issue. You'd be foolish to write titles Somewhere Over the Rainbow because no one else is going to touch it, right? It invites too much comparison. So the danger is inviting comparison, but normally there's not any sort of legal issues. You just, you know. But if you've heard it before.
But hold on, wait. On that note, though, there have been three number one songs with the title Fire.
Yeah, and there will be more.
Yep. So that doesn't mean that.
Doesn't mean you can't.
It means you better bring your A game.
You better bring your A game. Exactly. Because it does invite comparison. And if you think you've heard it before, imagine how many times A&R people, publishers, and producers have heard it. Because they hear a lot more songs than you or I do. Because they have people throwing songs at them all the time. And so if you've heard it a few times, odds are they've heard it a bunch. So I try to keep my titles fresh. But this is interesting because what do you do with Fly on the Wall? Okay, so the obvious thing is, you know, the saying, boy, if I could be a fly on the wall during this situation. Yeah, I would love to be a fly on the wall at Joe Biden's basement the night they called Pennsylvania for him. Or I'd love to be a fly on the wall at, you know, at Trump's place when they called for Biden. I would love to be on the inside and see that stuff. Or fly on the wall when whatever. So we could look for angles for that. And that's probably going to be the way you go, because otherwise, how do you write fly on the wall? Other than like using it as just an image, there's a fly on the wall, you know, of almost the way there's a fly in the ointment.
Fly in the Vaseline we are. Where drove my mind.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yep. Stone Temple Pilots. So fly on the wall. All right. So what would I want to be a fly on the wall for, or not want to be a fly on the wall for? Man, that is tricky. You know, I'd want to be a fly on the wall when maybe there's a fly on the wall, meaning, oh, you think it's not being seen? Because normally, like, I want to be a fly on the wall. I mean, I want to see the scene that is hidden away, that nobody knows what happened in this room. But I'd love to be a fly on the wall to observe what happened in this room where nobody really gets to see what happened in that room. What if there is a fly on the wall? Mm. Like, where it is getting out, there's always a fly on the wall. Like, you may think you can sneak around and get away with, like, cheating on somebody or whatever, but there's always a fly on the wall. Somebody always sees, truth always comes out,
yep.
And you're going to fall, whatever, because there's always a fly on the wall. Like, you can't keep it hidden for long.
Can you imagine, I mean, on that note, can you imagine like 80s hair band tours if they had cell phones with cameras?
and contact tracing. Back then.
Nope.
Nope. Cell phones and contact tracing. That would have been the end of that whole industry. So that could be a thing. That would be kind of, I mean, there are many genres you could go with that. It could be a pop thing. It could be a country thing. It could be a rock thing, I guess. You know, like, it's going to be found out. You're going to be found out. There's a fly on the wall. Somebody knows where it's getting out. Or there was a fly on the wall. I heard it through the grapevine. You've been messing around. Like, it didn't stay. You thought you could hide it, but you can't. So you could do some different angles with that. It makes me think of a messed up thing. I just want to watch, you know, voyeurism. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing of voyeurism, because that's what fly on the wall is, right? I would just want to observe.
Yeah, where you're not supposed to be. You're sort of unseen for the most part.
Yeah, you're unseen. You're not affecting things. You're just watching it go down. And so I could see like the metal thing or even something else. Like, I just want to watch y'all voyeur. And it could be perverted. But that could be a thing too. Just want to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah, I just looked at the lyrics for the Miley Cyrus one, and that was it. Like, don't you wish you could be a fly on the wall so you could know all my secrets?
Okay.
You could know them all, kind of a thing. But I got an idea. Like, here's where it could get interesting. If you, and I don't know how to articulate this, and maybe this is too sophisticated to fit into 3.5 minutes on radio, but what if you could be a fly on the wall and you're describing a situation, but you're interpreting it like completely differently?
Okay.
Right. It would give you the opportunity to just mess with the situation and have fun lyrically with some certain situation that maybe it's like completely reframed, where you could purposely almost deceive the listener into thinking that this is what they're seeing. But then the reality is it's something different.
Well, it could be like there's three sides to every breakup, his, hers, and the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the truth is the fly on the wall. Like, he saw this and she saw that, but the fly on the wall saw two people that were just both stubborn, foolish.
Yeah.
So that could be the verses. He saw this. He saw her being, you know, overly emotional. She saw him being cold as stone. The fly on the wall saw two stubborn people that just wouldn't let go of their pride long enough to stay together.
Yeah.
He saw it all, the fly on the wall. You know, they could see it all. They were just a fly on the wall. So, then all of a sudden, boom, there you go. There's, you know, George Strait country song about a breakup. So that's an interesting way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Which is also simple. His side, her side, the truth. But the fly on the wall that's not emotionally invested in this saw, you know.
Yeah, a disinterested third party.
Exactly. Saw the truth.
Walked across your Twinkie and then told the truth.
Right. So that could be cool. Now, how many other kind of situations could we apply this to? So that'd be a breakup. His side, her side, the truth. It could be two people that are getting together to cheat, or, you know, maybe one of them, he saw, you know, or she saw some excitement and some intimacy that she was liking at home. And he saw excitement, but the fly on the wall just saw two people in a room they shouldn't be in. That could be that kind of thing. So you can apply it to a bunch of different scenarios.
Oh, and maybe they weren't supposed to be in that room, obviously for moral reasons, because they were married, but maybe they weren't supposed to be in that room because they weren't supposed to be in the relationships they were in too.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's kind of like, you're not supposed to be here, but you are here for a reason, kind of a thing. You know, as horrible as that is, maybe, you know, you made a bad choice. Okay. Here's one that's a little more heady, but what if you deep dive into abuse?
Uh-huh.
Like battered wives or child abuse, but from the perspective of the abused. They think it's their fault, right?
Yeah.
They begin to believe what they hear, but what the fly on the wall saw
was that it's not their fault.
Yeah.
Could be a cool rhyme for wall.
There almost. You go. But that just happened.
That's close enough.
But it is your responsibility.
Amen to that. Yeah, that could be dark, but give some hope, I guess. Shine a light on that.
It could be hopeful, I think.
Yeah.
Because it could be a helpful song, like a real important song.
Yeah. You could also, kind of the flip side of the Miley thing is like, yeah, I just want to be a fly on the wall. I want to see you. I want to know your secrets.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of that Joe Nichols, who are you and I'm not looking? And a little bit of, you know, the police, I'll be watching you.
I was just thinking that. Know, yeah. Yeah.
So it could be creepy. Every breath you take. It could be sexy. It could be, you know, I want to be the fly on the wall of the bathroom when you're taking a shower. Or I just want to see you when you're chilling watching TV. So there's a wide range of places you could go to in that thing of fly on the wall. It could go much more steamy or it could go much more innocent of, I just want to spend more time with you. I don't want to buy.
Yeah, like and really know, like what really makes you laugh? Are you just laughing at my jokes because you know that makes me happy? Or what are you really about? Yeah, who are you when I'm not looking? But not from like a... Wasn't the Joe Nichols thing more like he was worried about her cheating kind of a thing?
No, it was just, I want to know, like, I like what I've seen and I just want to see what I don't see. So it was definitely a positive thing.
Okay.
What else? I wonder a little bit of the, you know, police, I'll be watching you. That was, you're all about surveillance, voyeurism kind of thing. But I wonder if there's a way, but like, I'll be the fly on the wall. Almost like your conscience. God's watching.
Yeah.
I don't know, think you can get away with this stuff, but man, I'll be that fly on the wall that's going to keep you honest. That you know, you just feel like, I feel like I'm being watched. I don't know if there's something there. I'm not sure what that would be.
Okay, I got a way to drill down on that, actually. So this is like the chicken or the egg kind of argument, right? But I think I like this because it's really romantic, okay? Mm-hmm. You become the fly on the wall because the person that's in the relationship with you is just so into you. It's not that they're not doing things they shouldn't be doing because it's the morally right thing to do. Mm-hmm. But they're doing it because they're just so into the relationship that they would never want to screw it up.
Yeah.
And so you're that fly in the wall. You're like in their conscience that whole time. And maybe fly in the wall could be one of a small list of things that sort of describe that. I'm the fly in the wall and the camera on the street. But mm-hmm. I don't have to watch you. Or maybe it's from a female perspective. Like, I just feel like that. He's always there, but it's not because he's creepy or anything. It's because he's always on my mind.
Yeah.
Right? And it matters to me. Maybe it matters to me even more than walking a straight Christian line. It matters to me because I'm deeply in love, you know?
Yeah, and it's like your love is the fly on the wall, the cop on the corner, the camera on the, you know, whatever, which, you know.
The midnight sting operation, like, yeah.
You know, you'd have to do it correctly to make it not seem like I feel like I'm being smothered.
Right.
But if you can do it like a little bit of, because you're mine, I walk the line. Like, if you can do it where it's like a little tough, almost like, so I stay on the straight and narrow because I don't want to lose your love. And if you make that clear that I'm not being suppressed or I'm not being oppressed or smothered, but man, it's kind of in a almost Eric Churchy kind of way, like, well, your love is always there. So I'm not screwing around. And I don't, because I don't want to, because I don't want the consequence of losing you. So it's,
it could be like a little taste, a little peppered in Tim McGraw's Everywhere, right? Yeah. I see you everywhere, like in all, like every time. So every time I see a surveillance thing or a cop or, mm-hmm. you know, this movie or that, like maybe you mention a role, it's like, I think of you, but it just keeps me pure or whatever, however mm-hmm. you want to spin that. But it's kind of like, I see you everywhere, but in all these places. But yeah, so it's not creepy, but it's because you're always on my mind. You know, maybe it's a surprise, right? Maybe it's an epiphany.
Could be. Maybe that's her name, Epiphany. No. What else? So I think we got some good ones.
Those are some good looks, man. Yeah. More than I thought we were going to get with that.
There we go. Yeah. And we're at time already. It's kind of already flown. So Sonia, I hope this has been helpful.
And if Sonia wants to work on this with you privately, what can she do?
Yeah, so I do private feedback, I do private consulting, I do personal song title challenges, all that good stuff. So I'm available for booking. You can get all the details, you can see my calendar, and you can book a session at songwritingpro.com/coaching, songwritingpro.com/coaching. And I'll be happy to help you prepare a song, repair a song, whatever we can do to help you write your best songs. I'm there for it.
Awesome, man. Well, that brings us to the end of another killer song title challenge, a little pull-out episode here. Send your song titles to info@daredevilproduction.com and put song title challenge in the subject line so it gets into the right folder. And hopefully we'll get it on the air and we'll read it. We'll see what kind of different angles here we can cook up with it. By the way, don't send me lyrics. I'm not going to critique your songs. I am not the person in position to do that. That's not my gig.
If you want a song critique, I'd do that at songwritingpro.com/coaching. Yeah,
send it to Brent, not me. There you go. But send me the song title because he can't see it, right?
Exactly. But, yeah, don't send me stuff for song title challenge because the whole thing is to be surprised.
All right, guys. Well, this podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.